I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Ferret Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's your Eastern Sierra News. On March 8th at approximately 6:04 p.m., Bishop CHP received a call of a traffic crash on U.S. 395 south of Gorge Road. CHP responded to investigate the crash. A 57-year-old male was driving a 2002 GMC Sierra northbound on U.S. 395 south of the Gorge Road. For reasons still under investigation, the vehicle left the roadway and rolled over. A 50-year-old male passenger was ejected and received immediate fatal injuries. This traffic crash is currently under investigation by Bishop Area CHP. Alcohol and excessive speed are suspected to be factors in this crash. The driver was subsequently arrested and booked into Inyo County Jail for several felony charges. Mono County Public Works, with support from county's Wildfire Mitigation Coordinator, has been awarded a CAL FIRE Wildfire Prevention Grant to purchase a commercial-scale air curtain burner. This advanced equipment will be stationed at the Pumice Valley Landfill and can safely dispose of 3 to 5 tons of green waste and hazardous fuels per hour using low-emission technology. The new system will help expand local wildfire mitigation efforts while also extending the lifespan of Mono County's landfill. Stay tuned for more announcements about community cleanup events across the county of Mono that will help residents remove hazardous vegetation and green waste. Well, a wave of excitement and possibility filled the campus of Cerro Coso Community College in Bishop on Friday, February 27th, as 203 eighth grade students took an important step towards their futures. Through the coordinated efforts of Inyo County Office of Education and Cerro Coso, students from across the region gathered not just for campus visits, but for a day designed to spark ambition, build confidence, and open doors. The event focused on helping students prepare for the transition to high school while planting early seeds for post-secondary education opportunities in Inyo County and beyond. Throughout the day, students participated in engaging sessions that made the path ahead feel clearer and more achievable. They explored how to finance higher education, learned about A through G high school requirements, discovered local opportunities available through Cerro Coso, made art that illustrated their future aspirations, and reflected on how everyday decisions can shape long-term goals. By breaking down complex topics into accessible conversations, presenters ensured students left feeling informed and empowered. One of the students shared, "These experiences were beneficial to me because they will help me decide what I want to do with my future." These same students will be participating in the UNR and TMCC field trip in April to further their understanding of college and career opportunities. One student made this connection: "These experiences were helpful because when I go to UNR, I will know a little more about college and I can be prepared for UNR and some of the questions that they'll be asking us." There's a lot more to this story and it can be found on sierrawave.net. The Bishop Union High School track and field team traveled to Ridgecrest this weekend to compete in the Borough's Invitational, where 13 schools from Barstow to Palmdale and Tehachapi came together for a great day of competition. Our athletes represented Bishop very well, recording several top finishes, personal records, and multiple school records. Great job to all of our athletes who competed. It was a strong start to the season, and we're excited to see the continued progress throughout the year, said Coach Mayers. Now, the stats and everything that you could possibly imagine about this track meet can be found at sierrawave.net. Well, Tibetan Buddhist monks from the Garden Shartsi Phungying in South India will be in Lone Pine from March 24th to the 30th at Metabolic Studios, 127 North Main Street. The monks will be creating Shinrizig Zen Mandala and offering talks and sacred empowerment rituals from 6 to 7:30 p.m. each evening. They are free and open to the public. The public can observe the monks creating the Zen Mandala from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing the news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. We're also on X, you know, that X.com, formerly known as Twitter. Remember, since 1996, for 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Most of all, thanks for tuning in.